I don't look them into
synthesized. This is not real scary. You actually get these from actual paranormal entities and cosmic figures of terror. Well, come on. You hire me to do a commercial and you can't even get the real deal? Well, what are we supposed to do here, Mr. Ghost? We are limited on our budget here. I would have known this. I would have called a few friends, got them here, and we could have done it up real nice. So you only have one specter, and that's me. That's me. How am I supposed to do all this by myself and with bad recordings? It's not believable.
The gnome said you could do it on the budget.
The gnomes. Last time I get a gnome for an agent. Fine. But go from the top again.
All right, action, you two out there, ready?
All right, we have to do it again.
Again?
Welcome to the House of Cuckoo. Oh, wait.
Cut.
Oh, he's getting mad. All right, ready? 1, 2, 3.
Action.
Welcome to the House of Cuckoo's radio show.
Halloween special.
Halloween.
It's bad.
Be afraid. Be very afraid, because we're a bunch of amateurs trying to frighten you.
Ears in your brain. Look out behind you. Look out for nuclear bombs. Look out for disease. Look out for the media. Look out for the
Turn to jelly.
Humans want to attack you. Oh, you mean ghosts and goblins and stuff like that. Sorry.
Your hands will be paced with spite.
Well, here's what's scary.
Your mummy is your daddy, and your daddy is a mummy.
Yes, and all that kind of stuff. It's wonderful. Yes, just don't worry about the nuclear and disease and all that other stuff. Just go on, that's not scary.
Watch
just
something
life.
Else.
Don't be afraid of life.
He's that swell guy that you all know and all despise. He's Sam, the werewolf.
But I'm a werewolf! I
right, sir, you're all signed up for this gym membership. And what? Whoa,
oh,
what's all
right. There you go. Let me sign
you're
here.
You're starting to look a little different here with this moon shining through here. Notice we have the skylights up there, but this evening, or the moon seems to be making you look a little different here, sir.
Oh, don't worry. I'm a werewolf.
Oh. Well, like I said, explains it. Oh, there you are. Look at all the fur and everything. There you are. Oh, are you scratching behind your ear?
Yep. I'm itching to get going to the gym here.
You don't have fleas, do you?
No, I don't carry fleas.
But I thought, you know, you're a canine. Are you a dog?
No, I'm a werewolf.
Oh. Well, you're here for your membership. You already paid up front already, so welcome. Do you want a personal trainer tonight, or you just want to try out the gym?
Cutie.
Well, here, okay, you can't approach the other patrons that way, sir. Sir.
Hey, I'm a werewolf. Come on. You gotta give it to me.
Oh, my. What's he doing over there? Who are you? Oh, my God.
Oh, how you doing? I'm a werewolf.
I'm not. Goodbye.
Well, sir, you can't. Please don't advance yourself upon there. Be friendly. Let them approach you first. If you will.
Then I can sniff later?
Let's just be polite and try to live by our normal standards, or come back when you're less of a werewolf. You're not getting angry, are you?
No!
Why are you breathing right in front of my face? Why do you smell like... You smell like raw fish and strange cats.
Hey, I had that for dinner. You know why? I'm a werewolf.
Please enjoy our gym.
All right, let's go. Who's this Corey guy, my personal trainer here? Come on, come on. All right, who's this guy, Sam? Sam, I'm your helper here. Hey, how you doing, buddy? All right, buddy, look at this. You're a lot smaller there for a type of creature that you are there. But you see how pumped I am? Look at this arm. Look at this arm.
You kind of remind me of a friend.
Who's that friend, man?
Hey, good old Frankie, baby. He's big and oafish just like you, too.
You say oafish, man. Here, I'm here to be your trainer. I'm here to help you, man. All I'm doing is just saying we're going to get you going, man. You see how big as I am? See how tiny my legs are? This is going to work for you, too.
Who was your doctor?
Excuse me?
Who was your doctor?
Sir, I'm here to train you. I'm not here to give personal information. Now, we're going to get you working out first here, out over here. You want to start with the medicine ball is a classic way to go, or we can start doing with some jump jacks.
Yeah, right? Throw that medicine ball here. I need to sharpen my thing.
Let's get you stretching. Out first here.
What kind of pose is that you're doing there, sir? Looks like it's a dog stretch.
That's called the poison attack pose. Like I'm gonna snap a neck here.
Well, what is, where'd you learn how to do that?
Werewolf school.
There's a school for that?
There is.
Well, let's get you up here. How about we get up here on the track first and do a little running here on the, All right,
let me get down on all fours here and go.
Running on all fours on your hands there, sir. That's not the appropriate way to do it, sir.
Sir, who do you think you are doing that here? All right, there.
All right, that's a good run. I'm kind of feeling it,
sir,
now.
Sir, don't. Please don't drag your butt on the floor, sir.
Hey.
How are you doing then?
I'm a werewolf.
Oh my God, is that guy, that's a guy who touched my butt before. He's driving over there. Is he going to be putting himself all over?
He's scooting. Oh, come on now. Sir, please get up here. Please, sir. I'm going to have to pick you up by the scruff.
All right. You wouldn't like me when I'm kind of mean.
Well, we're not going to get you mean. We're going to get you tough.
We need any supplements? When should I have my protein?
Sir, this is all about health here. Please stop ogling at that girl in the workout machine across the way. Sir, please, let's get worked out. You want to get buffed here? Let's get going here. Sir, now. Now, we're going to get you over to the cable pull, sir. Wait, whoa, stop. Did you want to get on the bike, sir? Because your shirt's taking out that seat. Stop sniffing the seat, please. Stop sniffing, please. Why are you doing that?
It's kind of nostalgic. Brings back memories.
Stop sniffing the bicycle seats, please, sir. Come on.
Oh, I knew him.
Oh, jeez, please, sir.
Hey, come on. I'm a werewolf.
You know we have a no dogs allowed policy here, sir.
Hey, watch your mouth, buddy. I'll rip you from limb to limb.
We'd have to see about that strength-wise, sir.
Why, I ought to just touch you right here, buddy.
You don't want to go with me, sir. You don't want to
take you right now.
I'll take my stick legs and kick your ass, sir.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, he hit his eyeballs. Oh, my God. Why did you do that?
I'm a werewolf.
Did you worry about his gushing blood over there?
I don't worry about it. I'll eat that up later.
It's a Sam the Werewolf Show.
But I'm a werewolf.
Welcome to the House Cuckoos Radio Show, Halloween.
It is another fun, fright-filled year with the House of Cuckoos right here. Halloween 2014
is here with a glisten and a glean and a pumpkin's ear
of cuckoos.
Cuckoos is us.
Spooky.
And boy, what a scary time it's been. We've been all up and down.
Piss your pants a little bit here.
There's even been a death in the Cuckoos here of the official Cuckoos Facebook page. Yes, it has.
They murdered that page.
Yes, the corporate bass or whoever
they have
decided
no idea
to tell us that we
done.
Weren't the person that we thought we were anymore.
We have a paramilitary
so
force
now
of hamsters.
It's just a
we're going to send out.
Sullen, cold like page now.
Mm-hmm.
Our Facebook fans, I don't know if they're even there anymore.
They're somewhere out there.
We've been on the old tweeters and keeping up and alive there, so you can still get the House of Cuckoos.
We still twat.
Daily on the House of Cuckoos.
We twat a lot on Twitter?
Yes, you can get us daily, actually, on the House of Cuckoos on Twitter.
Daily.
Just go ahead.
Daily.
House of Cuckoos is at House of Cuckoos on Twitter.
It is.
But
it's
yes,
a Twitter,
it was,
not thing.
The sad music, we buried the Facebook tradition there that got us going.
Well, we had no choice to bury it. It was forced upon us.
Well,
the body was, it was murder.
I'm going to turn these guys, they aren't legitimate this way, just like those people I don't agree with the name.
It's a shame that, you know,
I
that happened.
I have to be super, he may or
but,
here to turn them in.
They can't pin anything on us.
No, so
not
they give.
Fault.
It's funny when Facebook shuts you, they pack up your shit and give it to you in a folder, and like, here you go, get,
glorious
you got 6
Facebook.
Days to get it. And then we're making a like page, so they keep you that much, so.
You can have it there, that's what you're supposed
right.
to
so
be.
So we were just naive.
You're not a real person, you're
we
not
were naive,
supposed to do that.
And we didn't understand that until this all came about, by the way. Just
naive.
So you know.
Who gives a fuck what they think?
That we were naive. That it's recorded that we were naive. That
we were naive to their ignorance.
Right. We misoverlooked a certain standard they put up, so. They made us a like page.
Pointless standard that if they want people to actually participate in their
advertising.
Exactly. Then they will do what the customer says, because the customer is.
But we've
right.
been, it's been a year of change for the House Cuckoos. We've been
it
all over
been.
The place, up and down, all around.
Been pulling daggers out of my back.
In and out, overworked, guts. Underworked. It depends on what's going on.
Been shot,
overpaid,
stabbed,
underpaid, no paid.
Thrown under a bus a couple times.
Yeah.
And
so we're still kicking, though. So you're getting this Halloween show. I'll be it shorter than most, probably.
It is.
But you're
going
to actually get to hear us later on. We're going to be joining our
delight.
Classic Halloween friend, Jack O'Lantern.
Yes, he
we're
will be here
him.
With
finally,
us.
We're going to help him this year with...
Oh, my God.
With his
pumpkin telethon.
Yes, yeah, so save the pumpkin
We've
patches.
Been waiting to do this, and
right.
and I've been trying to remember or memorize all the pumpkin patch names.
I wish you had
been.
A copy of the contract. I'd sure like to read it.
Oh, hey, don't worry. I'll get it to you in a little bit.
Okay,
just,
yeah.
Just stay focused on the pumpkin patches.
Yeah, and then we're going to be performing a song there for the pumpkin.
We will.
And,
we're going to have a performance, too,
but
later on in the
yeah,
show.
Yeah, so you're going to have to stay tuned for that.
Listen to everything.
And maybe call in and donate to the pumpkin.
You can call in anytime from now until later.
Donate
later, we don't know
patch.
When it's going
to
be, but it's going to
be later
be sometime.
In this episode.
Yes, but you can call from now until later.
Right, but we have,
we
to,
have,
get
no
we have to get
time.
Our limo and get over there.
I know, we're
gonna,
almost we're out of time.
We're going to link it over here for you to hear.
Well, you take the limousine, I'm going to go through the
yeah,
janitor's closet.
Yeah, it's like a...
You know, so
well, wait,
I'll
they're supposed
that.
To go this way because there's going to be a tux fitting and everything.
A tux fitting?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know. I already bought mine. It's on the other side of that
door.
Well,
this one's already covered by them for some reason. I think there's some kind of electrode in it or something.
They'll never know.
I wouldn't mess with Jack-O-Lantern sometimes. We're just doing this once and we're out of this.
Man. All right. I guess I'll have
all right,
to
well, look, it's
come to the limousine
at least. That's
kind
of cool.
Horse-drawn limo.
Yeah, it's
so,
kind of weird.
It is. It's like that's the longest carriage I've ever seen in my
right.
life.
Well, in we go.
It's
and
a super
we'll
stretched
guys,
carriage.
So enjoy this part of the show, and we'll see you
hey,
guys later.
Is this
later.
Pumpkin pie mine? Look at they put pumpkin pies
yes.
on the seat.
Or did you make a pumpkin pie on the seat?
No.
Oh.
Maybe somebody else did.
Oh.
Jack-O-Lantern sat here.
Oh, all
he
right.
left us
well,
a Jack-O-Lantern
what
pies.
A Halloween treat this is. Let's
and pumpkin spice coffee.
Let's keep this trick-or-treating alive.
Hey.
Let's get Halloween-y.
Halloween.
Off. Driver.
Hey, it's a
headless
horseman. Wow.
He has no head it's on awesome. His horse.
Whoa, in the limo. Here we go.
Ah. welcome to the cooking show. Today's autumn stew for your making. My assistant, Ralph Ranchins, is going to be here, who's also an assistant chef for the world-renowned Hotel Upon the Brim of North Hampshire. Here he is. Welcome to the cooking show for autumn stew recipe for all your autumn delight and other specials.
Thank you for having me.
We are going to start with half a chicken. We are going to put in a little bit of an electrical cord.
Electrical cord.
We're going to add in some paper bits from hole punches.
Paper bits from hole punches.
Also some parsley.
Parsley.
Bridesmaid chew.
Bridesmaid
chew. A little bit of rosemary.
Rosemary. What, with the red-headed or the blonde-headed?
We'll have to go for green, please.
The green?
Yes, fresh, please. Fresh. Over there.
Oh, you don't want
the also, two chicken bouillons.
Bouillon chicken.
And also a few fingernail clippings if you want to add in.
Mine or
now,
yours?
Who's start the boil. You need to also have brandy or some drink to help. Yes, as we take each other one's half. Yeah, I've set one just for you for Sunday afternoons and holiday specials.
Turn it off just a little bit bubbly.
Keep drinking this.
All right, from the second page.
Start stirring. Now, please take half the chicken and beat it down. You can use artificial chicken. It's preferred to use chicken that is still chicken. It is not still alive. It is not real.
Mechanical chicken. What is this? It's a mechanical.
Over here is pre-mixed chicken.
Oh, the pre-mixed chicken.
You're going to put into the stew with the stew meat. Now, you also need the beef. Did we forget to mention the beef in the beginning? You need the beef because it is a beef and chicken stew.
We have the cow, but nobody...
It's an autumn stew. Now, in it goes.
It's a real living cow.
We don't need the cow yet there, Ralph. Please, that's for the next recipe for the appetizer, which will be the cow patty dipped fried surprise. This one right now is right now. They'll be able to take care of it.
We have the butcher in the back.
Yes, he is taking care of fresh meat. We do not put that on the film, please. Thank you. Now off we go with the next recipe pot. Now I'm going to cook up this, put this in here, the pot here, and we're going to put all these other ingredients here as listed underneath here, as you see them on your radio right here.
You're five different recipes you're looking at.
Now we're going to put them all into, it's an autumn stew. Be sure to add carrots, onions, celery as well here. And also put
chicken
in
feet.
A little bit of chicken feet here. All right, Ralph, that's where it goes, right there, it goes.
Oh, I'd have a decent chicken feet, delicious.
Now mix it up good, let it simmer now about 2 hours.
This is good.
Now we're about 2 hours later on this one here.
It's amazing. I can't wait to taste this soup.
Not yet.
Oh, it's not done yet.
Reach out in the back window.
All right, well, I'm reaching.
Into that leaf pile.
All right, I'm grabbing some. What am I feeling?
All of those leaves. Grab them right now.
Okay, I've got these leaves.
Place them right in the pot. Those leaves. Don't mind the slugs. Put them right in.
Cook it all.
Put it all right in that stew right there.
It's delicious.
Autumn stew. Now we're going to let it simmer. To get all those leaves and leaf dirt. Oh, for about an hour here.
Now we're longer. Oh, great.
Now it's starting to smell like a swamp garden that smells delicious with rotting chicken.
Oh.
True autumn, the way me and mommy used to make it for me. Now please enjoy this mix for you.
Smells like a shipwreck.
It's delicious, it's nutritious, it has all the ingredients to help you pass the time, if you will. Lots of protein.
I'm going to pass out. I can't. The smell alone is...
You haven't even eaten yet. This is a mix of oak leaves, pine needles.
I can't.
It's a bunch of different tree leaves.
I can't keep...
You're going to be fine.
Losing consciousness.
Sit down, Ralph. You had too much brandy.
All right, brandy.
Yeah, it's a Nautilus.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. So let me get this straight. I got all these crows and all this crap in my yard, and you're telling me, going door to door, that you're willing to stand up on a stick and be a scarecrow to get all these birds out of my yard?
That's right. That's just, you know, I'm just trying to do this as a job, just here to collect some money so I can go fight for what needs to be fought all the time. I'm fighting the good fight. But if I have to sacrifice my personal pride to make that extra cash, I'm doing it, because that's just the way it is. There it is, you know. Mm-hmm. There it is.
Is that odor of yours part of it? It smells like some kind of a woodsy cashmere.
It's just my natural colognes. I just buy these natural scented colognes because that's just the way it is.
Lovely.
And there it is there. Just going to go out there and do my thing. It's a scarecrow scare.
You need some socks? I mean, you're barefooted here in a
always
suit.
Always barefoot. And just, you know, with my fresh picked straw hay.
How much is this going to cost me?
I want these crows out of
here. $50 a night.
$50 a night. However long it takes the scarecrows to get away, $50 a night. I could just do this here for like the next 5 weeks or whatever.
What if you're no good within the first half a day? Can I decide
just,
to get ready?
You know how it is to get crows out of the yard. It's just not an easy task to do.
Well, there's like 10 over there, but we just want to get them out before the family comes over
just
this weekend.
Just 10? You said 10 by this weekend?
I guess. We're hoping that's all there is.
I'll just have to give you my express service then. That's going to be
$75
for all
right.
a night.
All right.
Next 2 nights, that's $150 up front, and $150 when his job is done.
I only got 50 on me right now. I don't know.
It's all right. I'll be here for the next two days. Just go to the bank.
You just took it right out of my hand. Yeah,
just withdraw out of the ATM. Just the other $200, $300.
And when are you going to get started now?
Right this second. Okay. Getting started. Just going to be getting started right this second.
All right, thanks. Well, you get started.
Right,
I'll go to the bank. I got to go to the store with the kids anyway. So we'll be back in a few here, probably 20 minutes.
All right. We'll just go yell at these crows then.
Okay.
Just tell them what everything's all about. Hey there, crowsy guys. Look at the little crowsy. Come on, crows. Let me just tell you something here. I need you to understand something. You know, the Olympics aren't like they used to be. What kind of Olympic do you have that doesn't have foot wrestling as an official sport of the Olympics? I am a professional foot wrestler. In high school, I was foot wrestling champion. In college, I'm a collegiate champion of foot wrestling. And, you know, we have to have this in the Olympics. So foot wrestling needs to be brought into the Olympics. Otherwise, I cannot recognize the Olympics as something proper. Without foot wrestling, it's not a real event of games. You have to incorporate foot wrestling into the curriculum. And me, I could win all the gold medals because I'm Gordon Lee Sullivan. I could just do it all barefoot. Like I always have, I'm the best foot wrestler this side of the Mississippi and this underneath of the border. So all you crows out there, just understand one thing. If you just do my bidding, you guys can have as many crops as you want. Just go from crop to crop to crop at my behest, but just make sure foot wrestling is incorporated into the Olympics here. Now I'm going to just do a little boogie boogie scare you crows, so you crows just go.
30 minutes later. All right, you kids, quiet. What the? That guy's up on a stick with his pants half hanging off, and there's more crows in the yard than there were when we left. All right, you guys get inside. This is almost vulgar. Hey, what are you doing on the stick with your pants half off?
I'm manipulating the crows. Just manipulating the crows, sir. What you just say here is just manipulation of the crows. And I'm just going to collect them all. We're just going to go our own business. But one last thing, sir. I challenge you to a match of foot wrestling. Me and you.
Foot wrestling? What about... you're supposed to get rid of all these crows. I gave you $50 up front.
Well, I need the other $250.
Money, but you're still up there with your pants half hanging off.
And
my kids, I got to cover up their eyes.
Just a foot wrestling match, sir. Just a little foot wrestling match. That's all we need here.
Why are you up on the stick telling me this? Why don't you come down here, then? If you're obviously not effective because there's crows all over the place.
I brought these crows. They're
you
my
brought
crows.
Them.
And we're just going to leave. We incorporated...
Is that seed on the ground? You put bird seed on the ground and brought more crows?
Oh, that's crow grub.
Ew.
It's all right. It's just ground grubs and mealed with pimento salt leaf.
All right. Please get down from the stick. I'm talking right towards your crotch.
It's all right, sir.
No,
just
you don't think you're
paid. All right.
Come down, please.
All right. Just let me get down here and just prepare. Just here.
I got
here.
These crows, yeah.
Now let me take your shoes and socks
what,
off
no.
for you, sir. We're going to foot wrestle.
Why? For
We're
what?
Foot wrestling.
Why are you pushing me on the ground for you, Ed?
Just there, wrestle with your feet now.
Quit touching my feet with yours. That's sick. Oh, these crows are on top. Ow! No!
Go! Take his money! Quickly!
I hit these crows out of my pocket. Who are you?
Sir, I am the Crow Whisperer. I am the Crow Whisperer. I whisper to crows, man.
Crow Whisperer, get out of my yard with this. Get off of my feet. Quit tickling me. Stop it, you freak. Get your pants up and get out of here. Take these damn crows with you.
Ah. No, Don't you cross me, mother son of a gun. You know who I am? I'm Gordon Lee Sullivan, the crow whisperer. I whisper all the crows. Why here, Louisiana.
Why you go? Get out of my groceries. You're taking all my diet sprat.
That's my diet sprat now.
Hey, get out of my groceries. Get these birds, you son
just
of a...
Just take it.
Just take it. Come quickly. Back here, you.
Run!
Come back, damn crows. Oh, there's crow shit everywhere. Ah, this guy's... My Halloween decorations are ruined and my feet are starting to itch. This is sick. Give me the phone and call the police.
30 minutes later.
So, sir, for $50 a night, I could just get rid of the crows in your yard. Don't worry, I know there's a lot of crows, but I can do it in 7 weeks.
7 weeks?
7 weeks. It's a delicate job.
Can't you just try it today?
Well, for my express service, that's $75 a night. So I'm going to need $300 from you right now, sir.
Let me go get it.
All right, all you crows, just get in position. Just look at my hand. We're going to just do it on 7.
There we go. Trick or treat time. Trick or treat time.
All right. Well, here we are.
We got our big bowl of candy.
Yeah,
we're gonna hand
we're
out.
Just waiting
to the kids.
For the trick or treaters here at the
They're
house.
They're gonna be coming in droves any second
we
now.
We imagine, you know, living in Cleveland, sometimes it's give or take. Oh, I think we have our first one.
Oh, open the door.
Hello.
Trick or treat.
Oh, well, hello.
Wow,
trick or treat.
Look at this here.
The House of Cuckoos here, giving you some trick or treat
candy.
This
kid's dressed like a pigeon.
Yeah,
seriously,
you guys
wanted
a cool
to be a
costume.
Pigeon?
I just kind of, you know, I saw Sesame Street.
A pigeon.
Yeah, it's all right, yeah.
Oh, that's a unique outfit.
Well, compared to your childhood one.
Trick or treat.
And
all right, hold on. Where he's
candy. We're just rambling on here, these weird outfits. And you're a toilet paper roll? Come on. This is what we're doing nowadays? Here's your candy. Take your candy.
All right. Well, thanks. You guys look good. That's good. You guys look
fantastic.
Fine. Yeah. All right. Happy Halloween.
Great ideas. Wow. This is what they resort to?
Yeah, and the middle finger they're giving you now. That's pretty
That's
funny.
Part of the costume, huh?
Yeah,
so, well, tell your mom I said hi, too.
Yeah. See, kid, damn kids at the block party.
Wow.
They forget, I guess, that we're all in the same neighborhood.
We are. We live here all together, and I see these kids every day. It's crazy.
All right. Well, here.
Trick or treat, sir.
Oh, somebody came right up the door. Here. Here.
He's dressed as the bucket that collects the candy in it. Why? He thinks he's going to get more that way. Is that
Well,
it,
that's
kid?
Fine. Here you are. Trick
yeah,
or treat.
Yeah, that's how I get more candy.
Well, here, we'll give him a...
Fill it up to the top.
Well, here, we'll give you two pieces as opposed to one. It'll help
here,
you get
I'll
filled
give you
faster.
Here, yeah, all right, there you go. Happy Halloween.
Throw a bag in there. I'm sure his parents won't care. Here, you want a bag of snoodles?
Don't throw it. Hit him in the bag with the... Just take the whole candy. Just go on. Okay, go on. All right, well... All right.
This is a
very abusive
show, isn't it?
Trick or treat.
Aren't you guys a little old trick or treating?
No. Can I get a couple eggs from you?
Eggs? Yeah, eggs.
You don't want eggs.
But don't you want... It's supposed to be for candy.
We just want to, like, hold them.
Keep
we
them
don't,
warm.
We don't want to hit anything with them.
Well, like school, we have
you're
to
You're not
going to
hit our house with them, are you?
No. No.
Well, all right. Well, here, take these two iguana eggs.
Yeah, don't, iguana eggs. Hey, are you sure those are your iguana eggs?
Yeah, yeah. Shh. It's tricks or treats. So all let them take it. Here you go. All right, yeah, you guys have fun with those. Just be careful with them. If they hatch, they'll bite.
Ooh.
Yeah, whatever, man.
We'll call the cops.
And us, we're the ones who ain't throwing the eggs here.
Hey, it's off they
Why'd
go.
Why'd you give them eggs?
Well, those are the dragon eggs, so they're about to hatch, so they'll bite them right on the fingers right
the
there.
The Tukasaran?
See, they're about to throw them at our house. Look, there they are.
See, the dragons popped out of there.
Those little dragons going all around those kids. There they go running down the street. That's pretty funny. See?
Look at these parents. What kind of children do they raise?
I know.
These hooligans.
Besides, now, of course, hooligans. You know. So
I'm not a hooligan.
Ask where we got the little dragons from.
Ass wax. Butt
wax. Probably going to affect the whole little...
It'll keep them warm at night.
Help the environment now, probably.
The dragons?
Yeah, we just released them into the nature.
I think we're going to destroy the local ecosystem.
Yeah, well, let's not take responsibility for it.
No,
you didn't
hear
that. Because those kids will have to admit they were doing something.
You did not hear that here.
So let's just turn off the light and keep the candy for the rest of the night.
Later.
House of Cuckoos Radio Show Halloween Special is here again for your ears to enjoy the delightful sound. Cuckoo scariness playing here with this one.
I swear to the, I know it, I try, I don't care, I'm sure.
and to drive. I just plowed right through them. They didn't move. They didn't run or just stood there staring at me.
The song you heard was Groovy Zombies, the dark yet smooth sounds of the Enigmatic Legion, spelled L3GION, a spelling that's so esoteric that once it draws your eyes, it will slowly feed off your sanity, and you will forever succumb to Legion. A one-man project fronted by Mike Bones, Legion can be found within the shadow. Out of time. And if you like what you heard, you can go check Legion out at their Facebook website. Just search for Legion, L3GION, space 138. Put that in the search bar, look for them, for Legion is many, and you won't be disappointed. Again, Groovy Zombies by Legion, and you heard it here first on the House of Cuckoos radio show, Halloween Extravaganza.
Excuse me, sir. Sir, you guys are out of shrimp over there in that.
Oh, okay.
I need more shrimp more there.
All right.
There's enough crab, but it's kind of cold. Do you have any warm crab meat in the back? Because I really can't eat cold crab meat. It just makes no sense.
Okay. Well, yeah. We'll get some more. Hey, Marty. Can you get some more of that good shrimp out here? The stuff isn't doing so good. And we need some warm crab meat, too. Can we get some warm crab meat and cold shrimp there, Marty? Don't worry about him. He's a mummy, but we give him part-time work.
Is he sick? Should he be handling food? He's all wrapped in bandages, and his skin looks ashy.
Oh, he's totally clean, sir. I can assure you,
he washes
totally
every day. So who changes his bandages?
Steve, stop hassling him. See,
but this is like kind of gross.
But let's just get the food.
See, and I thought that those biscuits just had a flaky quality to them,
sir. Please,
but I don't think it's the biscuits.
We have everything is under perfect standards. He totally meets. We give. Giving him a
job. Food safety requirement standards are met here with the man wrapped in bandages.
Steve works in food safety service.
I can tell. Well, sir, everything
you're lucky I'm off duty.
It's quite all right. We're going to attend to you here. Don't worry. He makes he has something he can make very good.
This used to be my favorite buffet.
Well, please, sir. He's a good guy. Just because he's a mummy, we give him a good chance here, so.
So you're saying I shouldn't discriminate against mummies?
Well, please, sir. At least wait until you try his.
I'd rather have a werewolf prepare my food. At least I know where those paws have been.
We've been through that, sir, you wouldn't want that, please. I assure you. Hey, Marty, thanks.
Yeah, I'll tell you one thing. The blood pierogies are fantastic here.
Thank you. Those are Marty's, too.
He makes those? Okay, well.
You want to talk to the chef? He's right here, sir.
No, he's kind of tall and imposing, so. Could you relay Marty, that the pierogies are good, but the crab meat is cold? Can he understand me? Do I have to talk slow?
Marty, you don't have to walk right next to the customer.
Hey, put me down. It's just cold crab meat. Put me down. Oh, dear, please.
Whoa, Marty, no, don't put him at the sushi bar. Wait, no, put him down. Put him down, Marty.
No, I'm not human sushi, please.
Oh, Marty threw him on the stool. There's Marty. Be nice to the customer.
My ass.
What are you doing, Marty? You're going behind the counter. What are you doing?
He's going to make me sushi?
He's putting on a chef hat. Oh, look. He's making a wrap. He's making you a shrimp wrap.
Okay.
He's chopping up. All right, here it is.
Oh, my God. What's he doing? Oh, my God. My husband. What are you doing? Oh, my God. Put him down. What are you doing?
He's making something for you here. He's putting it out to you here. Oh, here, he wants you to eat it, sir.
Let me take it. Okay.
It's a shrimp wrap.
You know what? This is amazing. This is one of the most delicious wraps I've ever had in my life. And the shrimp is just succulent. It's like it's slow cooked in butter for hours. You know what you're doing, buddy. This is a great hand wrap and everything. No bandage, no after flavor of an ancient mummy. All quality. You won me over. You won me over.
Oh my god, you killed the mummy. Why'd you do that, mummy? He criticized your food. That doesn't mean you had to do that. What are you doing?
Of the sparrow.
When you wake up on the wrong side of bed, there's only one brew for you.
Ghost coffee.
Yes, ghost coffee. For that hollow morning and that hollow flavor.
I don't taste a damn thing.
Why not? That's ghost coffee.
Ooh.
When your day has gone bad and your boss has made you mad and you want to do things to him that will put you in jail, why don't you go have a cup of ghost coffee?
I didn't taste it, so I don't know I did it.
The taste that isn't there. Ghost coffee. Don't add sugar, because you won't even taste that. Don't add cream, because guess what? There'll be nothing there.
How do I know I'm having it?
Look, it has that rich, dark, roasted look. And by those guaranteed killer instincts in every sip. So don't worry about it. A cup or two, and that boss of yours will be doing anything you tell him. Try the new Ass Wax brand, Ghost Coffee. For that taste that isn't there, on that frightfully fit morning, that hollow flavor just for you.
Ass Wax.
Warning, Ass Wax does not condone killer instincts being acted out upon by their brand of coffee. This is purely done by actor portrayal. Please do not attempt this at home. Enjoy our coffee, Ghost Coffee by Ass Wax.
Happy Halloween.
Sponsoring us tonight. The greater Cleveland area is experiencing an educational boom through the grants by the Harrington Foundation, bringing fish to the public. More fish feeds the brain. Smarter the children, the better the culture. Harrington Foundation, bringing the fish back. And also in part by the charities and donators like you with Cuckoo's Public Broadcasting. Thank you.
And now we're here to announce the beginning of the
Save a Pumpkin Patch Telethon. Hey, thank you. We have an audience, and our phones are lined up there with great volunteers. We're here to hear all of your call-ins for donations to save these pumpkins.
Yeah, thank you, thank you, thank you.
I am not of the O'Lantern family, but I am a pumpkin head. My grandfather came to this country as a squash, and slowly I blossomed, but thanks to the goodness of Jack O'Lantern and all his good help to us. So we wanted to thank him again and raise this telethon, which he gave the initial donation of $1,000, which will start the bidding, and all those that help will be sure to guarantee this pumpkin calendar of all the young pumpkins all throughout the year. With the next donation up, you'll get a signed version of the calendar, a bumper sticker, and an official jack-o'-lantern seed to plant. Let's hope it comes out good. And at one more higher donation, you get to meet Jack-o'-lantern and do a test to see if your fate will last past shaking his hand. That's if you want to go for the full packet. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Jack-o'-lantern.
Thank you all very much. It's a great pleasure to bring to you the Save the Pumpkin Pumpkin Patch Telethon. As there are many pumpkin patches endangered through industrialization in your fine country that I also happen to live in. As I was born here in this great nation, but I do believe in the preservation of the greater pumpkin community. The Lord Pumpkin is gracious to these patches. And every year, the Lord Pumpkin requires your gracious charity. Even if you don't believe in his graciousness to Pumpkin, he exists. If you did not believe me, look it, I am on the stage. You ever think you'd see a talking pumpkin-headed man? Go figure. There's a Lord Pumpkin. Trust me. I, of all things, should know.
I'm tired of pumpkin patch! Praise on!
And that's why, without further ado...
And the phone just lit up, Jacqueline. That was great.
Yes.
That's right, we have all five of our volunteers surrounding one phone. So let's see who's calling in. The phone's lighting up. Which five callers are going to get it? We got a call coming through.
Well, who's going to be the first to grab? Hello, caller.
Hello?
Yes, caller.
Hi. I want to say thank you for saving my head. I want to donate something, but I don't know who that is on the screen that I'm supposed to be sending money to.
Yeah, sending the money to Jack O'Lantern.
Well, is he there? What's going on? But I want to donate.
Well, Jack O'Lantern will take all your donations as they will help out young pumpkin patches.
Can I talk to him, or does he all like that?
You want to talk to Jack O'Lantern? Sure. Hey, Jack O'Lantern. Caller wants to say hello.
Well, thank you very much for your donation there, ma'am.
Oh, you're very welcome. I'm happy that you held my garden looking as good as it did.
Wow, that is great. I know you are. And the pumpkin mistress, is that not correct?
No. I'm the woman that run you out at the home repair
store. Ah, that lady. That's very good. I remember now.
You made sure I didn't do too much fertilizer and told me how to cut my finger and drop the blood right into the garden there. My pumpkins are beautiful, and I thank you so much, Mom. Don't even give me that sign canister there. I just want to say hello, and I just love the side of your head. I'm 85 years old, and I don't care. I just had to say that. I just feel it.
Well, thank you very much, ma'am. And how much is your donation going to be this evening?
Let me call you right back.
For you.
We're at a whopping $1,217.
Yeah, can you believe it, Dr. Antonio, for what we did being here?
Yes.
We haven't even performed anything.
Not yet. The show has been going out for 4 hours now, and we're at an awesome $1,200 and some odd change.
beautiful. Keep them calls coming in. Whatever you can bring.
All those volunteers are right there watching the phones, as you can see.
Phone just waiting.
Phone
for your call.
Yeah.
One phone.
But, you know.
Just give us a call. Donate some of your time and money, and we'll perform for you. We're about to perform here in a little bit.
Hopefully that'll
just hang tight. The show will go on a little bit more, and then we'll come back out, you know, before we perform our thing. We'll come back out again.
Get some candy corn.
Yes, we'll eat all the candy corn and the Halloween candy. We'll throw some to the audience, too. You know, you guys have some Halloween treats. Right at them?
Sure.
Not right at them, as in my friend Adam, but right at them. Right at them? Not right at them.
I think they figured that out.
Okay, just making sure. All right, now let's go to the phones.
There it is, the caller. Collect. Hello, caller? Caller.
Are you there? Hello?
There we are, caller. Sorry, a little telecommunication problems there.
Hello?
And what's your name, sir?
Sully.
Sully. Thank you for calling in tonight. What's your favorite part of the show, Sully?
Well, I love pumpkin pie, and I know a pumpkin needs a sacrifice for that. And I always feel bad, but I thank you, and my wife when she makes it. So that's why I can't tell her that I'm donating to this, because we're tight on money, but I feel it's a worthy cause. So you don't have to send me anything. I'll give you guys enough money, because I thank you for the pumpkin pie.
Why, thank you, sir. And how much are you going to donate tonight to the Pumpkin Patch Save a Pumpkin Patch Foundation?
Well, somehow she's getting a lot of money in your bank account, so I'm just taking away from there. So I'll give you $100.
$100. That's gracious. So that's going to put us up to $1,317. Thank you, Sully.
No problem. I learned her signature and how to write it, so there's no problem. Just no time by your name.
No problem, sir. Everything is confidential, and your name will not be disclosed other than on this telethon right now at this broadcast at this moment.
Right. That's good.
All right, sir. You have a great night, and thank you for your kind charity.
You too. That's goodbye.
Now before we leave and do a song and then leave, they asked me, Urban Hippie, Brownie Cat, to introduce the one and only, for your eyes only, for your ears and your open wallets, Jack O'Lantern himself. Jack O'Lantern.
Oh, thank you very much this evening. You know, I want to have a special word with the audience there in front of me and in their home listening to me. You know, this is an important event every year, a special event. You know, we bring pumpkin cheer to all the patches across the world, as it is integral to keep these patches going for our communities dwindling due to the industrialization of the land. Now, you know, I always say I don't want to get, you know, too preachy and too righteous to the point, but, you know, this is a tender spot in my heart for these pumpkin patches.
Yeah. Dance on the grave. You go on, pumpkin patch.
Thank you. I appreciate your love and your gratitude. But you know what? Your donations are going to help out this year. And the Lord Pumpkin, he is gracious to those who help him as he will help you. Now you're wondering here, I know you believe in all your beliefs. Even if you don't believe in the Lord Pumpkin, just give the respect due to the patches, for they are a community that feeds you.
Hey, Dr. Antonio, is this a religious thing? It's turned suddenly like, it's, this is like preaching and religion. We don't usually do this kind of thing for...
No, we don't usually do the religious thing. But he is a supporter of the House of Cuckoo, so yeah. I think we could at least afford him.
Yeah, we'll do the song and then we're out of here.
Yeah.
We can put up these cardboard copies of us after we leave.
So let's go back to the feed on stage.
Aren't I living proof enough that things beyond your comprehension can exist? You ever think you'd see a talking pumpkin head on stage asking for your charity? Yes, the Lord Pumpkin does exist. I am living proof of such things. So you should give yourself unto the Lord Pumpkin. Let him lead your gracious life for his pumpkin glory, and donate now, my children of the patch. Praise be to the Lord Pumpkin. And if not, go on, just look tenderly into my eyes, and everything will be all right when you fall asleep tonight, Bill. All right, let's take one more caller. Oh, como viste el agua?
All right, hello. Thank you for calling the telethon.
Calling me?
You, no, you called us to give a donation.
Oh, goddammit. Who is this?
This is the Jack O'Lantern Telethon.
You got a pumpkin?
We are pumpkins, and we're here to say thank you for letting us in your day.
You got some pumpkin pie? Do you have a pumpkin pie?
We do that.
You bring that with a glass of milk. I'll give you $5.
$5 to bring you some pie?
You got some pumpkin pie, a glass of milk. Half a glass, a little bit more, half a glass.
Yeah, we're not taking orders.
$5. I'll give you $5 and a slice of pumpkin pie with a glass of milk. And I'll give you a tip if you bring it.
Well, oh, one of our phone volunteers offered to go.
Oh, good. Thank you. Thank you. And also, one of the round things with a glass of pop.
Okay, we'll see what
okay,
he can
thank
do.
Thank you.
What's your address? All right. Thank you for calling in. Well, Jack-O-Lantern, back to you.
Well, thank you, thank you. Now, for my last goodbye, as we just received our last donation, which just brought us over our target, $1,500 and one extra. So, $1,501, we achieved better than we expected. I was expecting $1,472. We achieved tonight's goal. Thank you again. Until next eon.
We'll see you on the great dancing tonight on Halloween.
Praise be to the Lord Pumpkin. Now, I'm going to give the farewell stage to the House of Cuckoos here as they close out our telethon. Urban Hippie and Antonio Luciferi.
All right. Hey, thank you. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for having us this year on your Pumpkin Patch Telethon. Save a Pumpkin Patch Telethon. As Urban Hippie and I will sing a little praise to the gratitude of all of the contributors. Isn't that right, Urban?
The contributors. Sure, I kind of remember everybody's name, I think.
Well, do you remember all the names of the pumpkin patches that they taught us?
Well, I play the guitar, so, you know, if you want to sing something, you can go right ahead and, you know, it'll be okay.
You don't remember the names of the pumpkin patches?
They're all looking at us. You probably should make it look cool.
All right, here we go.
Sure, but I want you to sing them.
All right, they taught us this in pumpkin patch school.
For the autumn Ready? Wind.
There was Hickory, Scritch, and Bumblebee Boo. The first three of the pumpkin patches. There was Lagawin and Butterfield. There was Darkenleaf and there was Sarsaparilla Forest. As a child, they would tell us of these pumpkin patches to keep their memory alive. The pumpkin patch people in the pumpkin community once thrived. It thrived through the land. The pumpkin clans roamed from patch, to grove, to glen. The pumpkin patch people knew no bounds. They were free. Free in their pumpkin patch glee. But over yon forest, there did rise man to industrialize the sacred pumpkin land. So the community stands on a brink, a precipice of the unknown. Will the pumpkin patch people no longer roam? Free and wild, the pumpkin patch clan people are no more but a myth and a story.
Now, how'd you expect me to remember all those lyrics with you? Jam.
Oh, there's more. There's 375 more pumpkin patches. This is in North America alone. All right? There's... We have yet to go to Europe yet. In Africa. In Asia. All the pumpkin patches, we got a name in the song.
It's almost Halloween.
Well, by the time we're done with the song, naming the pumpkin patches, it should be Halloween.
That's the tradition of the pumpkin patch.
But I still get a costume and...
Well, we will. This
thank God.
This is pre-recorded, so... We don't even have to be here to
I'm
keep
performing.
I'm not
letting you do the contracts anymore.
We don't even have to... Hey!
Now, what seems to be the problem here? Do we have a question about the performance contract?
Well, did Dr. Antonio promise to play until Halloween with you? Is that complete with the song?
Well, stated in the contract that he would, with the House of Cuckoos, perform the Pumpkin Patch poem that recites our lineage and our patches throughout the ages. And by right now at this moment, till Halloween, is the entirety of the song. It's, you know, a 30-day song.
Gonna do what we can. Then.
No, you have to be awake for all 30 days. Besides, you wouldn't want a little privilege from me now, would you?
In what way?
So you're saying that there is a dire need for us to continue performing the song, and we have no time to sleep.
Well, that seems to be the kit and caboodle, so keep on going.
All right. Next verse. This is only the second.
Oh, wow. That was weird. Dude, are you awake?
Wait. Where? Now, where? What?
In this dream, we were playing guitar and Jack O'Lane. Ow!
I said, get back to playing.
Oh,
there's an audience.
Oh, man. Oh, in the pumpkin plough, pumpkin patches.
www.thehouseofcuckoos.blogspot.com. CUCKOOS. What the f*** is that?